Well, good morning. I wanted to share this quick meditation on gratitude that I came across yesterday. It's written by Jack Kornfield. And I don't know about you, but I know for my family, the holidays have been kind of strained in recent years. And I think within healthcare systems, things have been difficult too. A lot of people are still working on holidays, as we always do. And the additional political strife and religious strife in our country can make that extra complicated, especially when we're dealing with colleagues who might see things differently or patients who have different perspectives from ourselves. So taking a little bit of extra time for connection with joy and gratitude, I think, can be really beneficial. So that's why I'm bringing this to you today as just a Thanksgiving blessing for you. So let yourself sit quietly and at ease. Allow your body to be relaxed and open, your breath natural, and your heart easy. Begin the practice of gratitude by feeling how year after year you have cared for your own life. Now let yourself begin to acknowledge all that has supported you in this care. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and sea, air and water, fire and earth, all whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. With gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the community I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the teachings and lessons I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. Just as we are grateful for our blessings, so we can be grateful for the blessings of others. Now shift your practice to the cultivation of joy. Continue to breathe gently. Bring to mind someone you care about, someone it is easy to rejoice for. Picture them and feel the natural joy you have for their well-being, happiness, and success. With each breath, offer them your grateful, heartfelt wishes. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Sense the sympathetic joy and caring in each phrase. When you feel some degree of natural gratitude for the happiness of this loved one, extend this practice to another person you care about. Recite the same simple phrases that express your heart's intention. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Then gradually open the meditation to other loved ones and benefactors. After the joy for them grows strong, turn back to include yourself. Let the feelings of joy more fully fill your body and mind. Continue repeating the intentions of joy over and over. Through whatever resistances and difficulties arise, until you feel stabilized in joy. Next, begin to systematically include the categories of neutral people, then difficult people, and even enemies until you extend sympathetic joy to all beings everywhere, young and old, near and far. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. Practice dwelling in joy until the deliberate effort of practice drops away and the intentions of joy blend into the natural joy of your own wise heart. So just a reminder that this was a meditation on gratitude and joy by Jack Kornfield, originally published in The Wise Heart. And if you have not read that book, it is a must read. It is beautiful. Such encouragement for anyone who's looking to care for themselves and others more fully, which I think embodies leadership in my mind. So I hope that this is encouraging for you today as you go about your week and connect with joy and gratitude in times that are beautiful, painful, difficult, and very rich. All right, take care.
Thank you for listening to Menders. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to head on over to mendinghealthsystems.com to get started creating cultural transformation for your healthcare team today. Let's create transformation magic.